When I was growing up, I was a poster girl for many campaigns and for many women's organisations in this country, right? And I didn't mind that because, you know, it was part of the bigger change, whatnot. But you need to be ready, without it being women's fault, you need to be ready. You need to be 100% supported if you're running for election, especially if you have children and, you know, if you're trying to hold down another job as well. And again, like I know the Women's for Election has done an awful lot of work in promoting women and getting women over the line around in our local council. However, this time around, it doesn't seem to be a very positive outcome for women. But what I will say is that we have to keep chipping away at it, you know. And it's not about, like, I've seen many women who are hard right and able to get into, like, two councils in a certain area. And then when they get in, then, you know, they believe a woman's place is the kitchen, you know. So we need to be very careful as well, not just to, like, if we're going to be voting for women, we need to make sure that there are women who want women's rights and equality of opportunity for women too.